This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala nabi al-kareem. So today inshallah we're going to take a look at a verse from Surah Maryam. It's one of my favorite surahs. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the stories of some of the great prophets of Allah and Maryam alayhi salam. And it's really a surah about family. That's really what Surah Maryam is about. You know, it's the story of Zakaria alayhi salam making dua for a son. Allah grants him the miraculous son in the form of Yahya alayhi salam. It's about Maryam alayhi salam being blessed with a miraculous son, Isa alayhi salam. It's about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam trying to do dawah to his father rejecting his message. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing Ibrahim alayhi salam with righteous sons and grandsons. In the form of Ismail and Ishaq as his sons and Yaqub as his grandson alayhi salam. And then there's the story of Musa alayhi salam and his brother, you know, making dua for his brother that his brother also becomes a prophet. So the common theme in all these stories is family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these families. He speaks about how they are beloved to Allah, blessed to Allah, how they are on the path to Jannah. But then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something about the opposite, right? Something that will happen after the time of the prophets, that will come later. After every prophet, there's a couple of generations that are righteous, and then there comes a generation or two that is unrighteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, after talking about the stories of the prophets, وَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهْوَاتَ فَسُوفَ يَلْقُونَ خَيَّا. After them, there will come a generation that will abandon salah and follow their desires, and they will be thrown into the hellfire. Now, this is a very important verse, because if you look at our Prophet ﷺ, his generation, they wouldn't even think about abandoning the salah, leave alone following their desires. But now, 1,400 years later, if you look at the Muslim world today, the majority of Muslims don't pray salah. The majority of Muslims are following their desires. Now, I won't say everyone is, alhamdulillah, there's still millions of Muslims who pray five times a day and who are trying to be righteous. But there's over a billion Muslims in the world. It's still a very small percentage that's actually fulfilling this. So what's this verse trying to teach us? This verse is, number one, it's telling us of a historical pattern, right? A cycle that this world goes through. That there are generations where the majority of people are righteous, and this is followed by generations where the majority of people are not righteous. And, you know, we need to be aware of which generation we are in, because it may be easier to be a practicing Muslim in the time where majority of people are righteous, but it would be more rewarding to be a practicing Muslim in a time where the majority of people are going astray, because there are more challenges, there are more temptations, there are more things in your way. A second thing we can take from this from this surah and from this verse is that these two sins are linked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two sins together: abandoning salah and following one's desires. And you know, in another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Kabut, inna salata tanha anil fahshahi wal munkar. Salah prevents you from falling into immorality and sin. In other words, salah is the barrier between us and sin and following our desires, becoming immoral. And so when we begin to go astray, the beginning point is abandonment of salah. Once the salah is gone, then it becomes much, much easier to fall into sin and into following one's desires. So what is the one thing we need to focus on in our lives to make sure that we stay righteous, to make sure that we don't fall into sin, so we don't become people on the wrong path, people headed towards, you know, the purification of the that takes place in the hellfire? We don't want to be part of that group. We want to be part of the group that goes straight to paradise without having to see the hellfire at all. You know, how do we stay part of that group that's going straight to paradise? How do we work to be part of that group? We do it by remaining firm upon our salah, iqamati salah, establishing the salah. That salah becomes a barrier between us and sin. That salah becomes a means of controlling our desires. That salah becomes a means of keeping us on the straight path. So, you know, that's the message from this verse, that, you know, we need to be steadfast in our salah, and in doing so, inshallah, we'll keep our desires under control, And if we abandon Salah, then we may end up becoming hedonistic, we may end up becoming people of desire, and if that happens, then we are heading down a dark path which can lead to punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world or the next. May Allah protect us and may forgive those who have fallen into these sins and guide them back towards righteousness. So we will end with that for today. Jazakallah khairan wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.